Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, man. You know, we said we'd be on right after the election, and we are.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the only two words that are appropriate for everybody is shock and surprise.
No doubt. You can say
you weren't shocked, you know, that you knew all along that this was going to happen. That's all. It's just that's not based on fact.
All the pundits are doing that, though. It's hilarious to watch them. Well, we knew Kamala wasn't going into Pennsylvania because
we were, you know, the funniest thing to me, and I don't know if I guess I can say it on here.
Yeah.
Because John Stewart said it. Did you hear his quote?
No.
I don't really, he's not my style of comic guy.
Yeah.
But he was funny on this. He did set it up beautifully. He said, you know, I've just got one thing to say about all this, and this goes to the upholsters. Blow me.
But that's about.
And he said, "I don't ever want to hear your names again. I don't. You're completely a joke. Don't ever come back. Don't ever say anything, because that's true. They are so completely out of whack. I mean, that should go away.
Maybe the internal polls,
the way they do them. Mm-hmm. But I've never answered a phone call for a pollster. I've never seen a pollster. I don't answer text. I don't answer any of that stuff. I don't answer phone calls. And again, if you were supporting Trump, you were in the witness protection program anyway, because you didn't put up with a few people.
Can
did.
I just say,
but mostly you did not put out a sign. You did not put on a bumper sticker. You didn't
tell
anybody except your closest friends
what
you were going to do. And some people didn't even do that. So there was no way the pollsters were going to get that right. And then who knew there would be such a revolt among regular people in like Wisconsin and Georgia,
Pennsylvania.
Georgia, I really had my faith. I thought we'd be all right in Georgia.
Did you?
But I wasn't sure about the people in the northern country.
What about Pennsylvania?
Well, Pennsylvania, you know, because they were all over the place. I figured they'd found a truckload of, you know, found a pickup truck filled with ballots that they forgot to turn in or something. I was totally expecting something like that to come with it. I mean, he won the popular vote. He won all the blue wall states and everything.
Can I just say something about that?
Bus. And thank God that happened, because
it
was so close. I mean, there was one, Mike Rogers lost in Michigan, the United States Senate race.
Yeah.
And I think when all is said and done, he's going to lose by about 5,000, 7,000 votes.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot at all. And so, I mean, it was 48.6 to 48.3 or something. I mean, some minuscule thing like that, and it was close all over, but I just had no way. I figured that
I didn't either.
The machine or somebody, I was just convinced they were never going to let him back give him the keys to the treasure house again. I just didn't think that somebody was going to stop it, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly tried. I mean, they tried with the Justice Department and all these court trials and everything. They tried it with an assassination bullet.
Golly.
They may have tried it more than once on that. There was every obstacle in the world,
mm-hmm.
not to mention just driving him crazy in his mental health. I mean, it's just, wow. I mean, they called him every name in the book.
Yeah.
And then some. I mean, it was so over the top. And I think at some point, the American people just say, enough is enough. I mean, 4 years ago, my gas prices weren't what they were. I'm paying $20 now for every lunch I have when I used to pay $13.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just.
I've said this for a long time.
Carter said it's the economy stupid, and it's still the economy stupid.
I've said this for a long time. I never tell people how I vote, but I do say I vote with my wallet. And that's it. That's just a general rule I use. And I got that from my father and so forth and so on. But I do want to say this. We talked about it being a landslide or somebody. It has to be a landslide. Just so that everybody can calm down and there's not any kind of revolt or anything like that, which I encourage. Everybody relax. It's either way. I was in my mind set up one way and it went the other way. Whatever. But
I was, when I went to vote, I thought it was going to be another way. And then the evening, I did not turn on the TV in the central time zone until 8 o'clock or something like that.
Wow. So you really had no idea.
I've worked enough of these elections as a reporter to know you're not going to do anything before 8 o'clock anyway.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of talk.
Humble yourself. So exactly. I said, maybe at 8 o'clock, which would be 9 o'clock Eastern, you'll have some polls closed.
Yeah.
Florida's going to come in early, and it did. And I was interested in what they were going to, I knew they would vote for the president that way, but the amendments, one was abortion. They struck down because it was too broad, and they took down. I thought, and Trump had endorsed the amendment for recreational marijuana, and they turned that down.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating, too.
That was kind of interesting.
I think, and you brought this up, and it's a huge point, and I want to make it, just because we've talked about landslide one way or another, it's not necessarily a landslide as far as the votes go, although Trump did win by a significant amount, right, in the Electoral College.
He won the popular vote, which is kind of shocking
too.
To me.
You're right about that, and he won both. And to me, when you win both, that is a landslide. When you pick up the popular
vote. And that's why no one's trying to get, and that's why there's not a lot of fussing about that today.
I think that's true. Yeah.
He won the blue wall. He won everything.
Yeah.
Now they're still trying to count in Nevada and Arizona, which is an outrage. It's an outrage in a federal election.
Why?
Those two states. I mean, someone's got to come in, and I don't, you know, who's going to do it, but I'm just saying in a perfect world.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to come down on let's just pick Arizona for one, that apparently they can't run an election. So there need to be
some type of
federal people there that can supervise this, because you can't do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a federal election. Because the fact that it's wrong. And the American people should not accept the fact that Arizona can't get in line. We have federal courts and federal rules, and we need to extend that now for states that don't have their crap together.
I would agree with that 100%. I don't know why they can't get it done. I don't know. I don't know why. You know, at my polling place when we went in, I thought this was kind of nice. But you could opt. But I've never done the electronic. I've always done it by hand. And this is the first time I had an electronic machine. But
did they give you a choice?
Yes. No. Yes.
Oh, they did.
They gave us a choice of doing paper or doing electronic. And so I did electronic, and it was interesting. There was one little glitch that I thought was kind of interesting, and that was when I went through to choose who I was going to vote for president. I pulled it up. I went right to the name because it was I could see it right away who I wanted, and I pushed the little button, all touch screen, and then I hit next page, right, to start voting on some of the levies and other things that were on the ballot. And when I hit next, it says, please scroll down and view all candidates before you turn the page. And I thought, well, I already know who I'm picking. I picked them. Let me just go when I go.
There was Jill Stein and God knows who else.
Oh, there were 50 people on that ballot. I don't know who. Nah, maybe 20.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just think that our election still, I mean, again, Florida
mm-hmm.
and even California, they seem to have their act together when it comes to this.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. Then they do it. And why everybody else can't do it, I don't know. But there need to be some standards out there that somebody supervises this and makes sure it gets done and make sure everybody's vote is fairly. I think they had enough spies on this one.
That Republicans you couldn't screw with it. Yeah.
They couldn't find the pickup truck filled with ballots or the mailbox that didn't get opened or any of this
4 years ago
that they've done over the years. You know, they couldn't. They
yeah.
couldn't pull that off.
But you are.
What, there's interesting places all through there, though, because yes, Trump wins. He won a couple of more U.S. Senate seats, so he's in control of that. Probably going to get the House too.
How interesting will that be, Jimmy?
Bill can count at some of this stuff. But if you look at what?
Well, how interesting is that? There's not going to be a lot of opposition.
Well, no, I mean, but there wasn't a lot. There was Obama had a full thing. Biden had a full thing mm-hmm. for his first 2 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty common, actually. And Trump's going to have that, too.
Yeah.
And they're going to pass a bunch of stuff that's going to make the left just lose their mind.
Yeah. Well, and in any way, you become a lame duck after 2 years anyhow, because
it seems to. Yeah.
Because and people are vying for the next go round.
They've already said they're going to get a lot done. But there were some races around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in California. Crazy California, they went ahead and passed that rule that, you know, they got to where criminals could go in and steal $900 worth of stuff or something.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
right.
They wouldn't prosecute or whatever, so they wiped that out.
Oh, good.
So, and they got rid of the L.A. district attorney.
Oh, really?
Gascon, or whatever his name was. He got the boot. And that's shocking. But L.A., I think, maybe even L.A.'s had enough of the junk.
You just said it. I think that is what happened. The people are calling red wave, blue wave, all this stuff. But I think that's what happened. I think there was just an amount of people that just said, enough of ripping cash out of my wallet, enough of, you know, the insecurity with the border and that kind of thing. And it was surprising to me, but it was true. People have had enough from California to New York.
Well, here's one of the reasons. If you look at the poll, they've done one of the actual information. The number one issue for people who voted on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. number one by far, I think it was 51% or something like that. The number one issue was not immigration. Mm-mm. It was not abortion. It was not the economy.
No.
It was democracy.
Isn't that they wild? Had been,
the left is such a believer that Trump is a Nazi, that he is Hitler, that he's going to go in there and he's never going to give up the presidency. He's going to be a dictator, mm-hmm. on and on and on and on. They've been fed that lie so much that a certain number of people, obviously a lot of people, bought into that. So that was their biggest issue. Not the economy, not foreign, not immigration, none of that. It was democracy.
What was that percentage?
Was it 21%, I think, from there was maybe the economy. But democracy was there by far.
What was the percentage on the democracy? It was 60?
Like 50 something.
Holy cow.
Because they were believers. They really thought that putting Trump in there, I mean, he's already been president 4 years and he didn't do it. Right. Why do you think he's going to do it now? But they kept saying that because that's what the rhetoric they used. That, you know, they didn't have any policies. They didn't have anything they were going to do the next 4 years. They were just going to make sure that Trump was not elected.
Well, that was their policy.
That was their plan.
That was the whole policy.
That was it.
Keep
him
out.
You ask her, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Well, Trump is a Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's a retrograde.
Yeah.
He's a felon. He's a con. He's a rapist. Da, 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 da. Well, people just said, hey, you know, she's not got any plans at all about what we're going to do. We know what he can do because he's done it before. And we're going to take the chance and go back with him. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
People do not want these electric cars. Some people do. The same people that believe that this democracy is threatened. They're all about this thing. Most of America doesn't want it. Look at the country. Look at the map. Mm-hmm. It's California, Oregon right there. It's on the coast.
Washington.
And there's a few other northeastern states there.
Yep.
And Chicago. And the rest of the country is red. And Colorado. You know, they're smoking or whatever they're doing there. I don't know what's going on in Colorado. But
you're right. That map was covered. I saw an interesting clip where they went back to Bush and they did Clinton and they did everybody. And they showed the map each year. And I haven't seen one map in all of those years that they went back, like, I don't know, four or five presidencies, where the map was as red as it was on this one.
Reagan was that much.
Yeah.
Reagan was, you know, he won everything. In fact, he didn't push, or I think he would have won Minnesota too with Mondale.
Yeah.
But I think
he was phenomenal.
But anyway, it's just there were winners and losers yesterday of all kinds. But some of their favorite people got in. Shifty Shift is now a senator from California, beat Steve Garvey.
I can't believe that. And I was watching that.
California, you know, when 1 minute they're one way, 1 minute they're something else. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
She's a congressperson. I think she was running or had a lot to do with Hillary's campaign. She got elected again down in Miami in that area.
Yeah.
So, and Klobuchar and a number of others that were up got in, you know, and there were a few things that were flipped over. But, you know, it wasn't, it was the biggest shocker, of course, was Trump. And
I agree.
That he did get the popular vote because he worked for it. You know, he was everywhere.
That is the truth. And even
he outworked everybody, that's for sure.
Even the pundits on the left will say that. They've said it already. I got a lot of entertainment value out of watching, you know, and this is the business we're in. You obviously much longer than I have been, and that is broadcasting, right? So you prepare for one thing. A lot of times you do this. You prepare for one thing, and it happens the way you believe it'll happen, and everything comes off without a hitch. And then once in a while, they throw a curveball at you, and you've gotten really good at that because it's happened to you a million times. But I'm telling you, watching some of those newscasters last night,
you know,
they were lost.
The hardest time was not last night.
Okay.
The hardest time was today.
Oof.
For Jonathan Carl at ABC, who is I think he's even written a book, how much he doesn't like Trump. for all these folks that were on there today on The View, you know, and they were subdued but angry, but just, you know, they're gritting their teeth to be able to do the stories, these anchors, because trust me, just about everybody you're seeing on television, on everything but Fox, and maybe even Fox, they're as liberal as the day is long.
Yeah, I agree.
They may not say it out loud, but mm-hmm. they are. And they bought into all the, you know, they didn't like Trump. They were more than happy to report on all his court extravaganzas. And, you know, they've made a part of their life for the last 4 years to just about Trump.
Right. That was really fascinating.
Here's the ratings have come back.
Oh, good.
The rating number one in primetime with 9.8 million viewers was Fox News. I watched them, Brett Baier and Martha McCallum. They've been doing this a lot, and people are comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. And Bill Hemmer at the county maps, he was really good. And, you know, they've got a big team.
Yeah, and they have money.
I don't know that I would have guessed number two, but number two was ABC.
That's David Muir, right? I mean, that was
David Muir and all those people, you know, they lead the normally in the big three newscasts. They lead it up there. They've got a strong team, too. But I never even sampled them last night. I did turn it over at one point.
I did, yeah, I did.
And saw Kara Phillips, who was, you know, rather, it was getting kind of late. But I really didn't test out ABC.
You know where I spent? I spent the night on Sky News.
I didn't do that.
I just rolled across it, and I thought I could stomach these people. And all of them had a foreign accent, and it felt like
London, yeah.
It was crazy. So we watched that, but I saw ABC.
Well, even six other people, I think. I think I saw your name.
It was
here,
total.
Six people.
Yeah, we actually had a chat going in while we were watching it. But, yeah, I got to watch.
Number three was MSNBC.
Oh, okay. I did not watch that.
Which surprises me.
I did not watch any of that.
I saw Rachel Maddow do one thing. She just mentioned that Connecticut had gone with Kamala or something. Mm-hmm. NBC came after that. So when you add NBC with MSNBC, they're by far the big number one.
They did all right, yeah.
So, I mean, they did good. CNN with 4.7 million, and then the last bunch was CBS at 3.4. That's why they're changing anchors, getting rid of Nora O'Donnell.
CBS was horrible. Nora O'Donnell actually felt like, I don't know what really happened, but it felt like she was getting in a little bit of an argument with her statistics guy on the map. She would say things like, well, last election, you said this. And so how come? And it was very confrontational.
Well, she's getting the boot, so it doesn't matter. I don't think people liked her.
It was interesting. Yeah.
I liked Lester Holt on NBC.
Yeah, I've liked him.
At one point, they knew the writing was on the wall. See, I started posting at 9:45, which is way before the networks gave you any indication.
Central time?
I was posting New York Times meter. They had a meter that that said right here in the middle, you know, it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meter started shifting to the right and never stopped. It went from Trump leaning to Trump likely. Mm. And it just kept going up.
Interesting.
And at some point, it was like 10 o'clock Central. It was 89% Trump likely, and it's almost over there, Trump
That's
definite.
Pretty high.
And I said, there's no way the New York Times is going to embarrass themselves and get this wrong, not at 80%.
Yeah.
You know, because California was closed and all that at that point. So New York Times got it right. I think the networks could have called it a lot earlier, mm-hmm. but they didn't want to because, number one, they're trying to stretch the audience out. I think
that's how it felt.
That's what it was. Lester Holt at one point said, hold on, everybody. I don't want you to call this. Let's stick with the numbers. This is beginning to sound like a wake.
Mm. Well,
and it probably was. I noticed that. You noticed when the Harris people said they were going to go to bed,
disappear,
get up in the morning.
Yeah.
That was the worm turning. That's when the people started to leave and started getting upset at Howard University, and that's when you really knew it was over.
Did you did you hear anything? I haven't heard. I know she spoke, but did you hear any of Harris's comments or?
Yeah, she was professional and relatively short. And,
did she end up calling Trump or no?
She did.
She did. So that's, you know,
she called him, and she did everything she's supposed to do.
Yeah,
I think Biden technically did too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he called him, but I know he made a statement. But then you've got these people like CNN's Van Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Who's filled up tight with Obama. Oh, and yeah. This one, another Obama administration behind the scenes with Kamala Harris, because she didn't have any people. It was all Obama people.
Yeah.
So he said he was grim, and he's called it a nightmare for the American people. And he was doing things. It was really, I don't even want to repeat what he said.
Oh, wow. Because,
you know, he said it was an insult to a lot of different. It's all about if you're a trans and you're a parent of a trans, your child's face was used as a springboard to power. No, it's just if you've got a trans in your family, you've got a trans in your family. But there are people that don't like the idea of their little girl going into a locker room with a trans. They don't like that. Mm-hmm. And some of those people are Trump supporters. And I think, I don't know what can be done about it on a national level, but you're not going to see people pushing for that agenda anymore. And you're not going to see people pushing as hard. Although Tesla stock went up 18% this morning.
Well, Elon Musk, crazy. You know,
he was up 2,000 points. Oil's down below $70.
Bitcoin's up.
Bitcoin was way broke a record.
Yes, it was. Did
the business people are for it, but all this woke stuff is people have just they've had it because they just don't want it. I mean, enough people to turn this election on the electric car thing and on just a number of stuff like that, and the border. I mean, this country is founded on immigration. We know that, but you just can't let everybody in willy-nilly.
Yeah, and we all know that. I mean, people know that. There's
been no common sense used on that, and their plan on that has just didn't work. Whatever their plan was, didn't work.
Here's the thing that bothers me about that whole plan that didn't work. When you got a hole, and I've had one in a boat, right, you don't just leave it. You don't just leave the hole and go, we'll figure it out down the road. Because if you wait too long down the road, the boat sinks. So if you got a hole, you plug the hole. You close the hole as best you can.
But they were blamed. They had that bill that didn't get passed that Trump
pass
it. Yeah. It was a bad bill.
Right.
And it would have done a few things, yeah, but it would have also legitimatized a lot of people that came in without getting vetted, just was going to grandfather them in, and we won't do this anymore. But it's not, but also on the other hand here, come on, folks. There's no way Trump can deport all the people that came in illegally. That's impossible. And where are you going to deport them to? You can't just
drop them out of a plane,
right? And land and parachute them out. It's not practical. So I don't know how they're going to do it or what they're going to do, but they're going to do something.
Here's what I wish for.
They're going to have to do some wheeling and dealing with some of these other countries.
Yes, actually, as a businessman, Trump ought to be pretty good at that. So let's see what he can do. But
he's a wheeler dealer.
Yeah, he's definitely.
So something's going to be done about all that, though. We can't just continue to live like that. And then with these gangs that are starting to build up, I think you're going to see, like there was last time, there's going to be some gang busting.
There's going to be some crackdown. There's definitely going to be some gang busting.
I think there's going to be some blowback from some of the judges in some of these areas that are liberal.
Yeah, perhaps.
And I don't know how they're going to get around that, you know, to tie them up and try to keep them from doing things, but we'll see.
These politicians would give the people that are in this country a little bit of credit for being smarter than they think we are, right? I mean,
people were depicted on the winning side today were depicted as garbage.
Yeah.
And we're depicted in just, you know, in fact, I heard it even today. Mm-hmm. If you voted for Trump and you're going to get what you wished. And I mean, there's been some vindictiveness today, particularly from people like Van Jones, you know. But listen, CNN's got the lowest ratings almost of any of them. So they're the ones that have somebody like a Van Jones on there.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely are.
The liberal reporters, it's going to be interesting to see how they make it through this next little bit. It's, you know, have you ever heard the thing, how many stages there is of grief? First is shock.
Okay.
Then there is anger.
Okay.
And then there's something else. The liberal people are going through that. They've had shock for the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
Then they're angry. And that's where Van Jones went to that second stage pretty quick, even though he probably shouldn't have there. But you're seeing it a little bit because they're saying, oh, my God, what really has happened?
Mm-hmm. It's five stages of grief, but here we go.
Yeah.
Denial.
That didn't last long.
No. Anger.
Today.
Bargaining.
Next week.
Depression.
Now.
Acceptance.
Never. For some of these people.
I was wondering what you were going to say that.
Not going to happen. You know, they're not going to accept
that's it. Denial. They
but they're going to have to deal with it. It's like some of people didn't like when other people were elected. You just deal with it. This too shall pass.
Yes, sir. That is true.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting up there. The Republicans have been the gang that can't shoot straight. You know, they can't. They've got all these rhinos up there.
That's
true. The way that people want them to vote and all of that.
Jimmy, so, you got to tell people what rhino is Republican in name only. There's no H in rhino.
And Romney just left, so that's one of those that's gone.
Yeah.
Hogan won, I believe, in Maryland, so he's a rhino.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others. So, you know, we'll see.
I'm anxious to see if Trump will. Remember when he was running, early on when he was running, he said he would stop the Ukraine war before he took office if he won. I'm kind of anxious.
Well, Zelensky was the first call that I think he took today.
Really?
Yep.
So I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see if he does follow through with that or if he can do that and get it done. I'm just curious as to see what that.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people are having a lot of meetings all over the place because in Europe, I know that Italy was very quick in getting to Trump. I don't think
is that
English
typical.
People,
I mean, is that typical?
No,
with the
we're
president?
Not really necessarily have some big love affair with Italy, but this guy likes him.
Yeah,
France was in there pretty quick.
Okay,
because they're like your fair haired friend. You know, when you win the lottery, they're the first one.
I got a few of those. Yeah,
England and the UK. I think they got some pretty liberal people around, like the mayors of some of these towns, like London. Mayor of Paris was real mean today.
Oh, really? Okay.
About it. Yeah, she was mean. Netanyahu, if he wasn't the first, he was the second person to talk to him. So he talked to him 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was a very warm conversation, and he was very high, you know, on it. And he should. I mean, he's got a friend in Trump, there's no doubt, in Israel.
Yeah, no doubt.
So all these anti-Israel protesters and all that stuff, there's going to be no market for what they're selling right now.
None.
The Zelensky-Ukraine thing, he ought to be some concern, but I think when the other people get to Trump, see, he's had defense briefings all the time.
Yeah.
As an ex-president and as a current candidate.
They still get that.
Very up-to-date security stuff that he was, I'm sure, asked not to tell everything.
Yeah.
I think Trump was saying whatever he was going to say to get elected. But as far as Ukraine, I think he can force these people to the table, which is nothing that this administration seems to have tried to do.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia is maybe going to have to end up winning a little bit of this, but to stop the war and to stop them. I mean, this was insane. And that's why I know we're missing a piece of the puzzle. They were never going to let Ukraine go in there and march into Moscow and take over Russia.
Right.
What you heard they were wanting to do with different missiles and stuff like that. Man, Putin was going to go nuclear before he would get
right. Right, and whoever thought that he wasn't was wrong.
I mean, we're missing a piece of the puzzle because no one's that stupid.
I agree.
So we're not hearing the whole deal. I know that we've been using Ukraine and Israel as a weapons testing place.
Sure, we have.
And I guarantee you, the people in the Middle East, you know, that have been firing stuff at Israel are going to have to be going back off that for a while. Because I think Trump will tell them, hey, we know where you live.
Right.
And that's what he did last time. You know, this administration didn't have that kind of chutzpah.
Yeah, and that's a good
like
way.
Like Reagan. They knew that Reagan was crazy enough to do some things he was threatening to do, I think. So they didn't push him.
Right.
I don't think they're going to dare push Trump.
I think you're right. I think it's going to affect the North Korea situation.
Yeah.
I think just like it did the last term that he was in, what I don't want to see this time is I don't want to see the broken glass in Seattle. I don't want to see the Portland getting trashed. I don't want to see, you know, I mean, and those are the cities that are closer to the West Coast. So I hear about all of it. I'm sure there's stuff in the East Coast and maybe even in the Midwest that got some of that. I just don't want that. I want people to say, okay, well, here, we got the results. This is what they are. If you were pro, great. If you're anti, we live with it, and in 4 years, you can do it again.
But the Antifas and the big
anti-Israel
places and people like that, they're not going to calm down.
Okay. I just don't want to see it.
They're just not going to do it. I just don't believe they are. But I also think they'll be put down a little harder.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Stuff.
But, you know, I'm against all wackiness.
All wackiness.
Whether it's the far right crazy people, I don't like them at all. The far left people, I mean, these fringe groups need to be shunned and not tolerated.
I'll join you on the anti-wackiness. I'm definitely anti-wackiness.
These people, these extremists, I can't stand, just they're really bad. But we got enough problems, with a lot of stuff. And we got to keep Canada, and Mexico. We need to figure out what we can do with both of them to keep working together. And, Mexico's economy, they were getting excited about building all these electric cars down there. And China is right on top of Mexico doing all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the other was coming from. So Trump is not going to allow that. He's not going
to
allow
this. This game's about to change, yeah.
That's what he is going to do the tariffs on. They're not going to be able to do it. So they're going to have to go to plan B on some of that.
It's going to be interesting for sure. And who knows?
A lot of chess pieces on the table, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it's not just one thing he's got to deal with. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But one thing I think this time with him going in is he's got some political experience.
He
didn't have last time. And
he doesn't have to learn the job.
Right.
And that probably was the first 6 months, not knowing where the bathroom was in the Oval Office.
Well, there's definitely that. In the meantime, what's going on with Biden? I mean, I haven't even seen or heard or anything.
He said something today. He grunted. But, a lot of people think that he was kind of glad. That this happened because it showed, I could have beat his ass. I'm sure his, because he said he wanted to smack him in the ass or something.
Didn't he want to take him behind the woodshed?
With all these utterances, he definitely didn't help Kamala with his garbage comment, kick him in the ass, and some of the things he said. Yeah. It was like he was passive aggressive for her.
Yeah. And I do think some of the, when I look at some of the left-right comparison, I think maybe the left could have backed off a little bit on their persecution of Trump. That might have given him a better chance, too. But they took this guy.
They were all in because they thought they would get rid of him by getting him convicted. That was the justice thing.
You're right, 100%.
And it took them forever to do it. That takes a long time to ramp up. But they thought they'd get it done, and
backfired, though. I think in the end, when
it did backfire, because it looked like piling on when you had all these things.
Yeah.
And then Joe Baby was found. He had some of the documents, too. Right. So that kind of took the water out of that sail.
Right. Anyway, wow.
I never understood why Trump had that stuff. That was never made clear to me.
Yeah, I don't get why any of them have
it. That stuff and had it in boxes. None of that made sense. And I don't know if that's just bad reporting or just bad communication.
Maybe it's a little of all of that,
They tried him in every way they could. Civilly, they tried to break him. They put his people in jail. They ruined the people that went out there and did the protesting of the election.
Yeah, right.
They tried everything they could.
No wonder people don't want to run for office. No. I mean, God, I would never want.
I mean, no one is. I mean, talk about this guy. I mean. There's a thing in amusement parks called whack-a-mole. I don't know if you've
seen that where they pop up through the holes.
Whack-a-mole and the mole comes up somewhere else.
yeah.
Trump is a living, breathing whack-a-mole because they'd whack him in one place and he'd pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, resilient
and
little
I'm
mole.
I'm going to put another lawsuit on him. I'm going to put another thing on him here.
No problem.
We're going to get another civil suit. We're going to have somebody from 40 years ago that he...
I don't care.
They tried everything.
They did.
Everything you could come up with.
Whack-a-mole. That is fantastic.
He's a whack-a-mole president.
Somebody.
He's Wiley. He's the roadrunner. Beep, beep. Because the coyote tried to get him so many times.
Every way. Jimmy, that is, somebody's going to make a meme that's listening to this right now. It's going to be whack-a-mole, but instead it'll be Trump popping out of the holes.
Then he's popping up over here. Then. I had 8,000 hits on a Facebook post today that someone made up. It was the one that it showed sunrise.
Yeah.
And it's the sun coming up over the Atlantic.
With his silhouette.
Top of his head.
I think I like that. I think I saw it.
Orange man is back.
Yes.
He is back.
Yes.
And I noticed Ivanka was on stage at 3 o'clock in the morning. Jared Kushner was. Everybody was there. Barron was there.
Bryson DeChambeau was there. The golfer, Dana White, was there. Dana White spoke.
And so it was a full house for that.
It was interesting. It was interesting. Well, Jimmy, just a lot of information there, and I'm glad we got the day after, the election, because we don't always do these on the same day for people that don't know. But it was nice to wait a day and just see what happened. And we'll see where we go from here. If nothing else, and we all know this, doesn't matter what side you're on, it's a fresh start for a different committee in the White House now. And maybe things will change a little for the better for your pocketbook, for the grocery store, for the gas prices. I don't know, but let's just hope. I have
hopefully everything will be better. That's what you hope.
That's what you hope. Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.